gentlemen, it's the Hawk coming to you live, although a little bit late here on 7/21/2022. Satellite Uplink company, which is excellent quality in terms of technology and everything, right before going on the air, everything got knocked up. Satellite, computers, phones, everything. Right before me going on the air. So I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to read this right now. I already had it out here, so I might as well read it because I'm going to talk to all of those, the Luciferians, the scumbags, all of those that are behind all of this crap, all of those that want to subjugate you, kill you, starve you out, take your power away, take your gasoline away, all right? He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. This is Matthew 13, all right? Starting about verse 37. He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. And therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire. So shall it be the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun of the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to the treasure hid in the field, that which a man hath found. He hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. And again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a net that was cast unto the sea and gathered of every kind, which, when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Jesus said unto them, have ye understood these things? And I'll tell you what. And they said, yea, Lord. Then he said unto them, therefore every scribe which is instructed under the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old. Ladies and gentlemen, these people who knock off radio broadcasts, okay, because they do not like what the Lord Jesus has to say, or that somebody is watching them for a damn change, you know? They want to surveil everybody and get everybody in the deal. They want to get you from the kids with the TikTok to the listening to your phone to all the stuff. Watching you from above, putting the people on the street around you, putting these things, all over your emails or all over your texts or your phone. Well, let me tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And we are going to be victorious in the end with the Lord Jesus. Now, we got to stand and hold. Now, let me just get to something here. I'm going to go ahead and get to what they don't want me to talk about, because they've probably been listening to me on the phone this afternoon, checking a few things. But let me tell you what. I will say this. I talked to you the other night about all the surveillance aircraft being overseas somewhere and them having to piece and hodgepodge together different stuff. Well, I'm going to tell you, for the last few days off the East Coast, off of, let's say, from Chesapeake Bay up to Delaware Bay, in other words, where Virginia Beach, Oceana, Norfolk, all of the naval bases, all that stuff up in there, all of that, plus D.C. and all of the federal agencies, the whole bit. There was, you know, necessary. They put out the other day, they put out and then put up a, right outside there, a few miles off the coast, okay? They put up there something very interesting. They put up not a P-3 Orion or whatever, but they put up an E-2 AWACS, okay? That's what they've got. They put up an E-2 AWACS plane off of Virginia. They had tankers up there, et cetera. But before all of that, you know what they had out there? They had out there a Global Hawk. They had a Global Hawk out about 51,000 feet over the Chesapeake Bay or in between that and the Delaware. And then they put, for a little bit, which was interesting, they put that out. And then they put, on the West Coast, they put an E-6, which was on the West Coast, probably that one that came from Oklahoma or whatever last week I told you about. It went back to the Midwest. So then they put up an E-2 AWACS the next day off of Virginia, and they're still out there looking. Now, what's very interesting is that on those 2 days, the last 2 days, I don't know, it must have been like Monday, Tuesday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever it was. This is Thursday. I think it was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever. That a large amount of the commercial airline traffic was taken to where they go, you know, like north to south or south to north, and a lot of them fly out over the ocean so they can, you know, just get up the thing without being in the air traffic so much, you know. They go out to sea a little bit and go up and then go faster and whatever, catch different wind streams and what have you for faster speed. Well, they moved the commercial airliners, apparently, inside the coastline, and they moved them almost over to the mountains, okay? Consequently, they were, you know, a little plugged up in that area, but there is something off the coast that they're still looking for off the East Coast. Well, you know, that's right off our major naval bases. Now, it's interesting to note that that's exactly where the Russian submarines sit down there, you know, out just past the 12-mile limit or the 7-mile limit or whatever mile limit this week they say, okay, is the limit. But we have a short limit, whereas the Chinese consider their limit 250 miles or something like that. What about the 12-mile limit or whatever like that? So that is sitting right out there. Our Russian submarines, they can launch their missiles onto D.C., onto the Pentagon, up Milley's behind and tickle him while he and, you know, the second dep are doing their business together. All right. The fact is, they can take out Oceania, Norfolk, all the different stuff and all of that, all right? And they also, you know, basically they can hit anywhere on the East Coast within less than 5 minutes, all right? So then you got West Coast, you got Gulf Coast, and all that's going on. I talked to you last week about the rapid fast pass to go down to, it was like the Street Outlaws. They were going as fast as they could go from Oklahoma, clear down to go to Mexico with one E-6. When that should all be handled down on the Gulf by P-3 Orion or P-8 Poseidon or something. But there weren't none of them there because they're probably overseas, you see. We're sitting here naked as a jaybird as a country. Naked as a jaybird as a country. The space fence ain't up, you know, none of that. Of course, Customs and Border Patrol, they ain't doing anything because all they're doing is handling passengers to be taken into the interior of the United States to sign them up in the Democratic Party. And put them on the health, welfare, and free school and free money brigades, you know? So I'm just going to tell you, today now, just to give you an idea, today we're out on the West Coast. And Point Magoo, Point Wahimi, and then all the way down, you know, to San Diego. Well, they got all kind of stuff up out there looking. But it's interesting is that out there, we got E-3s up, all right? Got E-3s up, a couple of them. And they're looking for something out there. They're looking for Russian subs or Red Chinese subs. We could be hit right there. I mean, the Red Chinese... one of their defense minister or their secretary of state or whoever said, oh, you stupid Yankee. Oh, you number 10 sailors. We can just take out your bases over here in your country, knock them out. So maybe when you over in the South China Sea, you got nowhere to go home to. Ha, ha, ha. Okay? So that's what's going on. Now, there's another thing. You remember the Looney Balloons? And all those were given back. Oh, DARPA took over the Looney program for Google and everything. Never mind that it was Red Chinese was launching them and making them and all of that stuff for the Google. And we tracked them pretty darn good. And we even got a few of them just got dropped out of the sky by good people with line command somewhere ordering somebody to go up and say, hey, why don't you knock out that bird up there? And we've tracked that on a few deals. Now, let's talk about something else. You know, you've got, interestingly enough, there's a new character which is even superior, of course, to the Looney Balloons. And let's say that a certain United Kingdom company or European-type company needed money, you see, to reinvest in certain projects and what have you. Well, the Red Chinese came Johnny on the spot, sold some more American treasury bills and treasury bonds and then or traded them for cash over there and then invested in a certain project. Now, that certain project, they now call it Zulu 82. Zulu 82. Zulu 82. Zulu 82. We're on to ya, all right? And allegedly, it's a Zephyr. It's 82 foot long. It has gossamer wings, lighter than air wings that are, they're 82 foot long. It has every sensor known to man, transmitters, microphones, cameras, every kind of thing that you can think, signal intelligence wise. Or even, you see, even, oh, let's just pulse a little pulse down there. Boop, 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 pop. There goes the weasel. There it goes, because then it, you get the little expansion in the joint. You got a hell, you got a little quake, okay? Or, oh, there's a forest fire. Oh, we just zapped that guy in the head, you know? Just zapped him in the head, you know, or tried to kill him. Satellite directed. Generation of scalar frequencies to impact the neurophysiological template, you see. Well, this Red Chinese allegedly invested in a particular allegedly. Did you hear me say allegedly? With all kind of stuff. Sensors, transmitters, cameras. Well, guess what? It's solar powered. It flies about 48 knots, 50 knots, somewhere in there. And it can stay up almost forever because it's solar powered. And then there are lithium ion batteries before it flies at night. But this thing flies at 71,000 feet. And can be high up over and have, you know, line of sight down in a lot of places. Well, what's interestingly enough, it pops up and goes up, you see, out of and nearby, you know, Yuma, Arizona, and overwatches Yuma, which is a proving ground. You know, I remember years ago they were showing this one of the space shuttles up there in space, and they were had a video out of the space shuttle, and they were showing some kind of an object that was out in space, not that far from them, but not real close. And then all of a sudden, a beam from Earth came up and zapped that thing, okay, and knocked it out of the box. Well, my friends, that allegedly came from Yuma, Arizona. Bang! Right straight up and zapped that thing, and the space shuttle was the witness to it, you see. So that kind of stuff can go on in Yuma, and then over in White Sands in New Mexico, there's all kind of Sneaky Pete stuff that still goes on, and there's underground bases, and you got stuff up by, you know, in the mountains in Arizona that's deep underground, and all kind of things that go on. So the Zulu 82, guess where it was today? It flies out of Arizona, and some of the local legislators there are questioning why in the heck we got this thing over there that seems to be associated with what? Who is the Zulu 82 associated with? Oh, you guessed it. They can just beam right that to the Red Chinese military somewhere, you see. Send that to the sub off the East Coast, the West Coast, the, you know, the Gulf Coast. Send that direct to Beijing, you know. send that to some ships in the South China Sea or wherever they might be. Maybe now they're in the Caribbean, up to Venezuela and on up to Cuba with the Russians and the Iranians. So you got Zulu 82. Zulu 82 is what they call it. Flies up there. Guess what? It's way the heck up. Guess where it was? Right up over San Diego and Winimi Point, Winimi Magoo, up in that area, overseeing all of it, giving positions, timing, and what the U.S. force were doing, and sending that crap directly to the Red Chinese. So no wonder they don't want me to talk on air. You know, no wonder they don't want me to talk on air because the Lord Jesus provides the information so they can get out to you and you can understand it. You know, I'm telling you, a very good, close, nice man, a good friend, a tough guy, too. I'm talking about one of the toughest there is, all right? And he sent me Amos 4 today, you know, and Amos 4 is all about shutting down of the moisture of the rain for those who are not repentant. And I said, well, that is generally true, you know, but it's not the Lord doing it. It is these weather warfare scumbags, these weather warfare scum, the New World Order, Luciferians, high slots, the United States government, in the big banks, the intelligence agencies, and the military. And then tied in with militaries and other banks and other things around the world. The Luciferian elite. They want to kill you. They want to starve you out. Okay? They want to take you out. They want to put you in the trick bag and keep you as slaves and have you shine their shoes and do their duty and all the stuff after they've killed about 7.5 billion people on the earth. They only want 500 million slaves and toadies to assist them as they take on the burden of monitoring planet Earth to save it for biodiversity, you see. Oh, yes, and down there in Tucson, the Center for Biological Diversity, which is advising Red China Joe about all the powers he has to declare climate emergencies and to shut off the entire oil production and natural gas production of the United States to save the planet. Well, let me say this. Anybody down there in Tucson, I just wonder if these people have air conditioning in their facility or in their building or wherever they're located, whatever condo or apartment or little hut or wherever they're at. I guess maybe their air conditioning should be unplugged because therefore they could save that and then they could just have hand fans that they blow, will fan each other off with the hand fans down there in Tucson. Piece of crap. And then you got the Soros, you know, Popular Democracy Action Fund and all that. Emperor Palpatine Soros, he's the one giving the orders to AOC and the Congress to go get arrested in front of the Supreme Court. You know, submit yourself for the right to murder babies. Son of a buck, I'm going to tell you what, Emperor Palpatine, your career dissipation light is blinking, buddy, because Lord Jesus sees you. He knows you're with the devil. He knows you're the tool of him. He knows what you're doing, and the angels are going to come and get you and throw you into the fiery furnace, and you're going to be wailing and gnashing of teeth. It's right there in Matthew 13. Then let me tell you what. Ladies and gentlemen, you better start sticking with the Lord Jesus. You better, if you have not repented of your sins, ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. And if you do and you're sincere, then he's going to come to you. He's going to touch you. He's going to start to wash your sins clean. All right? He's going to take your dirty windows in the factory that hasn't had any water on the windows. It's got 6 inches of dust and grime and dirt on them. He's going to start washing them. And, a little bit of light comes in. Oh, boy. And then pretty soon they're going to be shiny or bright, and you're going to be able to see. And you're going to say, oh, Lord Jesus, you know, I forgot some more stuff. I'm going to repent again, Lord, because you are real and you are there. And you were sent down by our Father in heaven onto the planet Earth to cover our sins and to wash them clean, and you had sacrifice in order to do that. Well, let me tell you, there's power in the blood of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. That's all there is to it. So we got E3s. We had E3s the other night. I was telling you about. We had E3s off the coastline between Florida and Cuba. All right? So that means, oh, and I got to tell you one more thing about the East Coast. This is very interesting. You know, Little Creek is right there. You got all the seals on the East Coast around Little Creek, right, for the most part. And that's training base and all of that. And what's interesting is they also sent, a couple of days ago, they also sent by a helicopter, I think they sent Chinooks, with people that I believe, Hawk didn't say, I guarantee you they are, I believe were Rangers out of Benning. And they probably sent a stick or two or three of Rangers up there to that area. Why is that? Because I think most of the SEALs are across the pond somewhere. I think most of the SEALs are in Guam. I heard the other day we have 170,000 troops in Guam ready to go. We have on all those ships and all the subs and all the stuff in the South China Sea or over in the Mediterranean. We got a whole lot, and up in the North Sea, the North Atlantic, and off the coast of Cuba, perhaps we got SEALs out on stuff there. So I think they needed to send, perhaps, not that the SEALs would need it or admit that they would need it, but if there was a shortage of people to go look for possibility of Russian swimmers coming up from a sub deep below and then maybe coming ashore in Chesapeake or in up Rehoboth Beach or something like that. Of course, they wouldn't even want to go see him because he's already controlled by the Red Chinese. But what I'm trying to say is this. It looks like the SEALs weren't there around in Little Creek at all, and they needed somebody to come up to look for and to be able to hit, possibly, in a small group actions, something that might have been coming in from subs. Now, what I suspect this. I don't know this. I suspect it, and that is my opinion, that I have a suspicion that allegedly, hey, with me right there, folks, you got to talk like this in this world anymore, allegedly that the Russians may be planting some of those tsunami bomb weapons off the coast of the United States, okay? Now, they have a history of doing that years ago. I remember I've read to you various times from Dr. Peter or Better. He used to be doing radio broadcasts years and years ago, and he was in the know. And I happen to have transcripts of all of his shows. By the Lord, I was able to just stumble across them, and I bought the thing. This was years back in the early 90s. But he used to talk about the Russians putting nuclear bombs offside the coastline of the United States. That was back in the 60s and the 70s and all of that. And I just flipped here in a page, and it, yes. In the summer of 1976, Dr. Beter reported on a major crisis, which to this day has never been made public officially. This was the underwater missile crisis in which the Soviet Navy was planning small underwater launch short-range missiles with nuclear warheads inside American territorial waters. These were planted close to their targets and able to be fired at a moment's notice by satellite command. If fired, they would destroy coastal target areas with essentially zero warning time, perfect first strike. They were planted by means of small, sonar-absorbing, super-quiet mini-submarines designed to move in and out of American territorial waters without being detected by coastal sonar defenses. Now, that's funny. I just popped open this thing, and the page went right to it. Isn't that interesting? I suspect that they're doing that again, only this time they've got the tsunami bombs because they've already got missiles in their subs, and they got missiles every other place. It doesn't make any difference. They got, if they're sitting in Russia and they launch a hypersonic missile, it's 5 minutes and hits boom, just about any target on the planet. Less than 10 minutes, not the half an hour, not the half hour deal or anything like that. So, ladies and gentlemen, you see why they may not want me on the air tonight. You see why they might have taken down the satellite, you know, uplink company and the good people up there and knocked them all clear off the air. That we just got back on about 5 minutes after. So if you're watching or listening to this tomorrow or later on tonight, you'll know why we weren't on the air right at 6. And so that's what I'm trying to say, okay? We are sitting right for the taking and the blowing up and the what have you. So then we got people like Soros and these, these people, this Center for Biological Biodiversity down there in Tucson. I think they should turn off their air conditioners, don't you? They should turn off their air conditioners to where they don't want to use electric power that's generated, you know, by that dreaded nuke plant there in Arizona. Terrible. The one that the Muslims for a whole bunch of years and different people that were trying to blow up several times with nuclear weapons. But never fear, in Arizona, we got the Zulu 82 parks itself somewhere over there by Yuma. All right? It's just like the Red Chinese. You know, they bought a big farm right next to the big drone place up there in North Dakota. The big drone thing up there, you know? The big drone base. Then they got next to the big Air Force base in Texas, they got the Red Chinese general buys 170,000 acres of land, and he just happened to put a large, real nice, 10,000-foot runway on his property, on his rancho. That's so he can get his pigs and cattle to market, you know, so he can get rid of them and then start raising grasshoppers and crickets. Ah, yes, those delightful substitutes for meat, you see. Well, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to reserve my right to eat a steak. I'm going to reserve my right for bacon. I'm going to reserve my right for a nice roast beef, you know. And I'll tell you, I ate in biology class, 10, 20 years ago. We had a goofy old biology teacher, but he was funny. And he went out and got some of them chocolate-covered grasshoppers. Chocolate-covered grasshoppers, and I think you could get crickets. That was back in the 60s, okay? And we all tried them, and they were like, you know, and then you got your bit in, and you got one of the little legs stuck in your teeth, and it was like, bleh. And some people actually did puke, all right, in the class when they gagged on the dadgum things. Well, so I'm going to get old Klaus Schwab, and we ought to go get Klaus and Soros and the Rothschilds. You think the Rothschilds or the Rockefellers are going to eat bugs? Or are they going to feast on the finest quality Angus or Wagyu beef, you know? Are they going to have, you know, ducks and geese and, you know, wild game and all the most wonderful cuts and raised specifically for them? Cooked specifically for them with their specialty wines that complement this particular thing, okay? You think they're really going to eat bugs? I don't think so. And I'm going to tell you what, the first guy tells you to eat them, it might be worth just grabbing a handful of them and shoving them down his mouth or the other guy's mouth or the third guy's mouth or the fourth, fifth, or sixth guy's mouth who tries to put them down your mouth. Because I'm going to tell you what, it's going to come to a time when it's all over for these son of a bucks, okay? When the angels come, they're going to grab the tags, they're going to take them out, they're going to jerk them out, and they're going to put them in the furnace of fire. If you got to hold until that time, then I suggest to you, the Lord Jesus gave you dominion over serpents and scorpions, and all you the power of the wicked one, right? Take advantage of that. He gave you a marvelous gift. You know what else? Lord Jesus had to say, and I always like to get people to to read these things. And sometimes people say, you know, you've told me to read this stuff for years. I never really read it. Now I went and read it the other night. And my, I see what you're talking about, you know. Oh, I see what Matthew's saying, or I see what this one's saying, you know. Consequently, it's just amazing that that's why I've been on this mission. I've been on the mission for the Lord Jesus, and I've been instructed to focus on certain scriptures, not the whole Bible. I'm not teaching Sunday school class. I'm trying to warn the remnant, secondarily to warn the remnant of what is to come and how to prepare for it and what to kind of expect and what you're going to have to do. Personally, I'm there to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. And whoever's running this country is against the enemy of the Lord Jesus, let me tell you. Because they are doing it. Have you read, and I'm sure many of you listening to the show have you read at stevequayle.com, you go to the alert section. Let's just go up to that alert section, because this is the most interesting story. They don't even try to hide it. They don't think you know. They think you're stupid. And what it started out was that, here it is, a story on the stevequayle.com, and you go to his alert section and click on it. And 60 to 70 tons of frozen foods were destroyed due to suspicious multiple freezer failures in Billings and Laurel, Montana, Sam's Club, Costco, and Walmart. No back stock available. And they, you see, these freezers operate at about 20 below or 15 below or whatever. Even if they, in the middle of the night they went off, and even if the alarm bell didn't go off to automatically call or to dial up the people who are contracted to make sure that those freezers don't go down. In other words, there are companies that do nothing but handle, and I used to know a guy who worked with those people, and there's three or four big companies that handle all of these different grocery stores and regional distribution centers and all this kind of stuff. Well, what do? They got truck full after truck full of frozen foods. They took them to the dump. Took them to the dump, okay? They didn't have to, because you see, it doesn't go down to where they're de-thawing completely, at least for hours at a time. By then, they could have called in refrigerator trucks or, you know, freezer trucks. By then, they could have gotten the people to come out and fix it or to put the more Freon in it. But oh no, they go to the landfill. And then, by 6:45 p.m. that day, they got a call. There's a fire on the trash pile. Oh, the same one where all the food was set. Now it's all charred, you see. Well, then if you look at that on Brother Quayle's site, you go back up and you go up to the next one there, the next story. It's 30 years of refrigeration tech, Montana refrigerator failure, mobile freezer failure, almost simultaneously. Highly improbable, almost impossible. He says, I can tell you this is steamy BS. All freezers have high-temp alarm system connected to alarm companies. Never been in a large commercial freezer that had a forced vent system to outside air, a failed electric defrost termination control, continuous operation evaporator fan. Maybe. Also, larger systems are required to have refrigerant leak alarms. Mobile freezer failures almost simultaneously. Highly impossible. Highly improbable and mostly impossible. This was a direct attack. Frozen food is the weakest link in the chain, you see. All right? Now, if you go back up and you go to the next store, you'll say, hey, in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, 717, Sam's Club, Redux of the Billing, Montana freezer failure. This order is being implemented by human haters and demonized operatives, okay? So here's part of the story there, you see. Now the computer doesn't want to work. Oh, there you go, okay. The power went out at Walmart for 10 seconds. The freezer lights went out. Walmart manager said this happened Sunday before as well and took power out. And took power out to Target and Walgreens at the same time. We then went to Sam's Club and found the entire refrigerated meat and seafood section was completely cleared out. All refrigerators and freezers were offline, and the freezers were cordoned off with saran wrap and employees standing guard to keep customers away from the frozen food. Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Now let's go back up to Brother Quayle's alert site. Now here you go. Walmart, Kingdom, Arizona. They don't want me to click on it. Walmart. 2 days ago, I was doing my weekly shopping at Walmart, Kingman, Arizona. I had fish on my list. When I reached the freezer aisle, I realized the shelves were all empty. I asked employees to stay. The freezers had failed, and they had tried to throw. I had to throw out a lot of food. I moved to pick up pizza, and again, the freezers were empty. So this is a coincidence? Ha ha, yeah, don't think so. And so then that is that. Now, what I've also heard, I heard out of Wellsville, New York. I believe it's a Tops chain or whatever supermarket there, and also the Save-A-Lot. Seems like a few days ago, their freezers all went out. Wellsville, New York. Okay, and they lost all their frozen food. And then seems like I heard also a couple days ago out of suburban Cincinnati, Ohio, in the suburban areas. Oh, it was a Walmart. All their freezers went out. Well, that's bull crap. So now what have you got with that? Do you have something where they're able to be hacked from, through the alarm system and set off? Maybe Zulu 82 could do it and fly over. Or maybe on some of these teams of the grocery stores, et cetera. Let's do a revisit of a story that I talked about years and years ago, allegedly in all of the trade journals that were for signal intelligence people way back in the day, back 2005, 2006, 2007. We talked about this then, talked about it several times since, that allegedly the Red Chinese, who seem to be partners in many, allegedly partners in many of the factories that make goods for allegedly the Wally World, okay? And they've had that relationship for years, all right? And that allegedly they were hiring the best quality retiring signal intelligence people, radio people, all the top, telecommunications people and different things like that. And they were hiring for the regional distribution centers of Walmart, where they set up, allegedly were setting up signal intelligence or radio rooms or intelligence-oriented facilities in the regional distribution centers. Allegedly, the articles were talking about and people were talking about who actually called to see if they could get a job with them. And they were paying top dollar for the best NSAs and CIAs and DIAs and the EIEIOs, that were signal intelligence or were telecommunications or knew how to, bug phones or hack computer, whatever it is that you did in that world. Allegedly, they were being hired for these regional distribution centers, which also had, allegedly, Red Chinese supervisors involved. They were, of course, supervisors from the factories, allegedly, in China that made goods for Walmart, and allegedly they needed to be able to communicate back to China and all of that to adjust things in factories for quality control. Allegedly. Well, now, do we still have that thing going on? And are there men, like some people said, that it seemed to be some men in suits were checking in all this stuff out at the landfill in different places? All right. It seems like somebody had the clipboard and all that stuff, you see. So this is being a direct hit, just like the weather warfare that's been taking out, the crops. Just like how they took out a large portion of the entire Pacific Ocean fishing, okay? What's underneath the sea with the nuclear power plant in Japan when they took it out? Remember that? And then after that, half the stuff, was mutating under the ocean or was dying off. Fish, crustaceans, all the different stuff, Ladies and gentlemen, this is the planned destruction of America. Now, how can you best handle that? All right? Well, don't go throw yourself under there's dog pile, but you don't not talk about it either. But the very best thing that you can do, let me tell you, I'm going to get one big word. One big word. Water! Water. Water purification. Water storage. redundancy in being able to purify or to filter or to boil or to put the micropure, the iodine, the aerobic 7, the colloidal silver, whatever it might be, you need to try to kill the viruses, bacteria, and the parasites in the water, and hopefully to take out about 99% of the chemicals. Now, Berkey Black filters in the Berkey water filtration system, they will take out viruses, bacteria, the parasites, and about 99% or better of the chemicals. You can even put extra little filter on that will take out the MTBEs that are in gasoline and stuff, all right? And then you're just about, you know, as pure as you're going to get. But if nothing else, you're out there somewhere, you can boil water, all right? You can put the old guys call them, the Hazelin tablets or the micropure tablets or whatever it is. And you do the very best you can, and maybe you are redundant, you boil it and still put them in there. So anyway, water and storage water. If you're sitting in California in a desert area, do you maybe need a couple thousand gallons? And God bless you if you are, but I'm going to tell you, you better get it. You can make it really nice and nice looking. You could get like one of those cedar kind of water tower deals or something, or that could be the container that'll make it look like a little water tower inside your house. And then maybe you then got the plastic water, big water container in there, big water. Big water, you know, 500-gallon or 1,000-gallon water container. Or you can haul it in your truck or take a hose up from something in your truck and then put it up into that. I'll tell you what, I don't have drought where I'm at here. We're very fortunate. We've had a lot of rain, you know. It's now starting to get drier, but it has not been in the drought condition. But still, I've always had, because if you have long-term storage food, a lot of people don't know that you got Mountain House or dehydrated or Alpenair or whatever you got, or Wise or whatever it is. You need water to reconstitute it. You're also going to need at least a gallon a day for each person. That'd be a minimum. I'll tell you what, you might want to try to even think about 2 gallons a day at least, and that would be rationing, because you got to be able to drink water. You need it to wash yourself up a little bit. You need to wash a few clothes perhaps now and then, and wash your dishes and your utensils. So you're going to need that. Well, I've always had better, more than 600 gallons available, you know, in barrels or in the food-grade water barrels, you know. But I'll tell you what, I also try to keep, you know, bottles of water and that kind of stuff. And for a while there, I used to buy, you know, like gallon jugs of water out of the grocery. I'd drink those. Then I would put them and fill them up. And then I would put about, oh, I forget. You look up how many drops of non-scented Clorox bleach to put in a gallon of water to purify it, to keep it for a year or so, okay? I've also put in those barrels and put the aerobic 7, which will keep it from getting bad for 5 years or probably a little bit longer, whatever, something like that, the oxygenation products. And then you can take it out and pump it in and put it into your Berkey and filter it out and clean everything up, and you got drinking water. Water, the next big word, food. They're taking the food away. If you cannot, the least you can do, you collect some pop bottles or you collect cans on the street and go sell them at the, recycle center for, you know, $5 or something. And you go down and you get you a couple cans of chunky soup or Progresso soup with the meat, potatoes, vegetables, and everything in the gravy right inside the can. One of those cans, that's a ration for one person for one day. If you had that, you had some dandelion greens or poke salad or, you know, whatever it might be, pawpaws or whatever you might have, or edible flowers or whatever you got. Apples from the little orchard or the mini apple trees or the Meyer lemon trees or the little lime or orange trees or the berry bushes that you can grow. Look up there and you look in there and say dwarf apple trees, Meyer lemon trees, all these kind of things. You need to start growing some of that. Put the dwarf ones up, the maximum they'll get is about 4 feet high or whatever. Some of that stuff you grow right in the house. You get a good window exposure, keep it watered good, and a little bit of fertilizer if you could, maybe now and then, not all that often. And then you've got citrus fruit. You got lemon, or you got lime, you got an orange, or you got a dwarf apples, or whatever it is, you know, that you've got, all right? So consequently, ladies and gentlemen, these attacks are going all over the United States, and they're taking out the frozen food. Now, you got 70,000 trucks, independent truckers, you know, in California that are getting about ready to be destroyed, their entire businesses taken out by this California bullcrap law, AB 5, which says they have to be called employees. They're independent truckers. They own their own business. They own their own truck. They pay their own taxes. They do all that. They contract with the haul. And they say that, oh, no, they have to be employees of the people that hire them. Or they have to be in the union, you see. Unionized, all right? Teamster. Well, that isn't what these independents want to do. So now they're blocking the port of Oakland just at the time when a lot of TVs and electronics coming in for Christmas to be stockpiled. Your children's toys and stuff from stocking stuffers and all that bit being delayed. Plus all of the other things that are out at sea on those container ships that are sitting off the port of the, you know, off the United States. And no doubt in some of those containers, they got red Chinese troops. You know, people, you forget that the Panama Canal is run by, allegedly run by Hudson Whampoa, a red Chinese company. And that allegedly, back a number of years ago, I remember seeing the figure that it was, they had over 120,000 young men who worked for the Hudson Whampoa there in the canal zone in Panama, which we used to have. We built it. Now we gave it to the red Chinese. And you got Red China Joe, whose son took allegedly $1.45 billion, don't you know? And now they're trying to determine, oh, whether they're going to investigate him or whatever. Well, I'm telling you what, it'll take you about 15 minutes. So when you hear Ray Ray with the $100 haircut tell you how the Chinese are the big threat and all that, the first thing he told you a year or two ago is that it was white supremacists. It was people who were veterans and people who believed in the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. Oh, they were the big, meanies, right? Where all the people burning down federal buildings and police stations, the Antifa and the BLM, oh, they were the good guys, you see. Well, now the red Chinese are back again. They don't need the loony balloons because DARPA's kind of been handling them. They've gone out of the picture. Now they've got lighter-than-air wings that can fly. Zulu 82, 82-foot-long wingspan, light as a bird up there, 71,000 feet. Solar panel recharges the batteries, and they got every sensor. They got every transmitter, microphone, camera, video, every kind of thing. They can vacuum up all this traffic of the U.S. military or any aircraft or you on the ground down there. You get your cell phones, get all of it. Send it all back to Red China, you see. Watch you dancing on TikTok out there, boys and girls. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you want to keep old Hawk in the air. I pray that you do, because I'll tell you, I'd like to stick on and keep hitting a Lucy in the shins with the ball bat. Anything is most needed and welcome. We sent the Hawk. Could be Federal Reserve note, a bit of silver, a bit of gold, or a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Oh, and when I was in the bookstore yesterday, I saw the guy that was there. He had the wrong T-shirt on, which telltaled him off. So though, just to let you know, I saw the guy there, the older man, big guy, too. Anyway, I see these stuff, and I'm going to tell you what. I work for the Lord Jesus. You want to mess with Lord Jesus' people, you do that, and then you're a tear. You're going to get jerked out of the ground. You're going to hear that, na 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 na. You're going to hear that old East German siren, and you're going to see that blinking red light. And then an angel is going to pluck you out and throw you into the fire furnace. You'll burn in the plasma fire forever. And all of those local cops, all the big giant toughies in Oakland, Tennessee. Have you seen the video? Young black kid who lives in the neighborhood. He rolls through a stop sign. He don't stop. They see him. They turn the lights on. But apparently not the sirens. He don't stop because he's maybe a quarter mile from home, so he goes on home, and they kind of chase him, and, oh, he was speeding. He was going 32 in a 20 zone, okay, on the way. He was speeding away from them and running away on a traffic violation. $150, $200 fine, okay. And then he goes into his home in a nice kind of a condo or apartment building or whatever, and they come to the door, and the officer there in bloop, you know, officer, blue uniform officer, he takes his club, and he breaks the door in and pops in with another guy. The other guy's got his taser out. They're chasing the kid. They're where'd he go? They go up the stairs. He goes up the stairs. They go into a room, and they play Ring Around the Rosie on a sectional, a nice home, by the way. Nice home, decent neighborhood. And then the guy pops him with the club or tries to, and the other guy tries to taser him. Then he runs out the door. They then capture him and catch him in a room. And then another guy, who allegedly, I think, was a sheriff's deputy, comes in, and he tries to take the camera away from the mother who's recording all of it. She said, don't you put your hands on me. Don't you put your hands on me. Well, after a while, you see, then she hears her son screaming up there, screaming, and he's fighting. These guys are beating him. The one guy's beating him with the club. It's right on the videotape. And the other guy's tasering him, and then the other sheriff's deputy grabs him. The mother goes up there to try to help and all of that. And then she puts the phone down, and then another woman grabs the phone, and they got it all on tape. Oakland, Tennessee, you bunch of dummies. You should have just let the kid go, and you should have gone and had a lemonade, you know. You should have gone and had your lemonade and the heck with your quota to the county, you know, or to the city, all right? It's a traffic violation, and now you've caused yourself and your apartment millions of dollars. Because I'm going to tell you what. The kid was already inside. The door was shut. Then the guy doesn't come. The door's locked. The screen door or the glass door out there is locked on the building. He bangs it in and knocks it through with his club and goes on in. That should have required a warrant to enter that home. This guy was not armed. There was no reason to believe he was armed. All he did was not stop for you on a traffic violation. Like the old cops I used to know in Chicago, they were saying, heck, let that sucker go, man. Let's just sit here in the shade and not worry about it. You know what I'm saying? 32 and a 20. Oh, he's a dreaded speeder. All I know, ladies and gentlemen, is don't go into these people who spend a night out of fight. When you got no longer got nothing left to lose, then I'm going to tell you what. Solzhenitsyn's porch applies. What Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn wrote applies. Oh, and how things would have been in the camp later thinking, what would things have been like if every security operator, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family. You see, here's the deal. Solzhenitsyn set up, you know, an ambush.